Blog Talk Radio.
Stay cool like the other side of pillow. Y'all clones, Mr. Smith, ain't talking Papa or Willow. Crashed in the whip, still cruising out in the rental. When you smooth like this, they custom your instrumental. Palm trees, cool breeze, and just in a cold press, press. I just kick it by the sea in my pelican nest. Need my birds looking fly, put them in a sundress. Papa propagated my player when he took me out west. It ain't complicated, my major key, being optimistic in a major key. Raised by the sea, I just meditate and set free, so...
Sun on my face, sand on my feet, come to the beach. Cold in the heart, hot in the head, cold
it's
as a breeze.
It's so cold inside your paws. Down in Playa del Rey, melts away that frost. Drifting away, no cost to get lost. Just me and you in this island that we could survive. And I'm cooling, drifting, cooling. Breezy, I stay cooling. Drifting, cruising. Breezy like the beach, I'm
real nigga shit. It's all that's always set for me and all she gon' get. It's real nigga
shit. Real nigga shit. And you can catch 10 from a real nigga clip. Real nigga shit. This that real nigga shit. R&S, fuck what you talking, I'm ready to deal with this shit. In the field with this shit. It's a seal on the brick. I don't be sipping this shit, I be passing it, ain't no deals on this shit. My hoe get her own chips. That's a real nigga bitch. Nigga, you playing. I thought you pivot, but you in your feelings with this bitch. You was a honey, you was acting, you was eating, now you was pissed. Got like four of my niggas pinch. That's that fake nigga shit. That's that fake nigga shit. That's that fake nigga shit. Should've quit fucking with you a long time ago, nigga, you safe with this shit. You a pussy, I should've seen it, I blame myself cause I didn't pick it. You got tendencies of a suck and I should've let my niggas bust. Show me greed and the sign of betrayal and now I'm flesh. Used to be one of them niggas, I get it info, now fuck. Always talking that they were shit and I believe. Nigga, you was faking, I heard you were ratting, no need.
Real nigga shit, real nigga shit. You fucking with them suckers on some fake nigga shit. Real nigga shit, real nigga shit. I sat down for my nigga on some real nigga shit. Real nigga shit, real nigga shit. It's all this hoe expect from me and all she gon' get. It's real nigga shit, real nigga shit. And you can catch 10 from a real nigga clip.
The PM tape, coming soon. December 2017, baby. Hey fam, man, this is the mix going on out here, nigga. Niggas out here robbing niggas, running up on niggas, knocking niggas down, niggas. Niggas is not taking no shit out here in the Bay, man. It's like real motherfucking crazy right now, nigga. Rap niggas, street niggas, square niggas, niggas is getting down out here. What's going on there, fam?
I said this drink in my cup got me feeling violent. This pill that I pop got me feeling violent. This thing on my hip got me feeling violent.
Hi, kids.
The bitch kinda wet, looking like an island. She on something, I can see her eyelids. She tryna tell me about some shit that I did. I'm getting juiced and I'm feeling violent.
I don't give a fuck about getting kicked out this club. Every nigga that I'm with about to turn the fuck up. CT on the beat, man, you know that shit slap. That's your freak on the beat, about to make her ass slap. I don't give a fuck if niggas mad. Pussy nigga do something. You a sucker, you a sister, you ain't about to do nothing. You a cookie, I'm a Lucius. Easy, bitch, I'm Rufus. Wake up stupid, like it's still 06. You a doofus, she useless.
After I fuck, man, I call that bitch a Uber. I slide on your squad like a kid on a scooter. And your bitch on my dick from the rooter to the tutor.
You an internet thug, you only hard on a computer.
Fuck your bitch, then I boot her. Bust one on her hooter. Leave her in the boondock, Aaron Magruder. Struck up like a tutor, act like I never knew her. I leave a punk bitch on ice like a tour.
This drink in my cup got me feeling violent. This pill that I pop got me feeling violent. This thing on my hip got me feeling violent.
Hi, kids, you like violent.
The bitch kinda wet, looking like an island. She on something, I can see her eyelids. Keep trying to tell me about some shit that I did. I'm getting juiced and I'm feeling violent.
You better go somewhere. Fuck you mean, ain't no hat. Bitch, I already bought a table. That ain't cost me 2 racks. Better have my bottles right and the chasers on point. Got some woods rolled up, got some papers for a drink.
Fuck them freeloading bitches.
They ain't chipping,
they ain't sipping.
Short going, all that cool shit. Talking about I'm tripping. Motherfucking right, I'm tripping. They done charged me some bands.
Well, if a bitch wanna sip,
I bet she coming out of hand.
That bitch better dance.
Fuck a groupie
and a stand.
Get away from me, blood.
I want no pictures with no man.
If you wanna do them digits, then you might. I ain't worried about no suckers, but you my type. And yeah, niggas standing with me, they on my side. Oh, my.
I met a bad bitch at the strip club. I took her to the house so she could get fucked. The bitch talking about she need big bucks. I pulled out my dick, she couldn't get enough. I told her, check that ass, get some money, hoe.
Money, hoe.
Tell that other nigga where you wanna go. You broke, bitch, what you wanna be a bum for? You got a dick in your mouth, make it come, hoe.
Make it come, bitch.
Bad bitches get money with it.
Money, money, money.
Broke bitches don't wanna get it.
They don't want it.
Bad bitches ride new whips. Broke bitch sucking 2 dicks. And she really don't do shit. The bitch drink too much, she get too lit. Nothing from me, that's what you get. It won't take too long to find a new trick. Bitch.
Been blowing too much. Been doing too much. I know it's too much for you to handle. I be
like I'm floating, get on my eyes. If a nigga talking bands, yeah, that's my eyes. She break city, shit, she on my eyes. You be talking like you with it, you on my eyes. If you wanna do them digits, then you my eyes. I ain't worried about no suckers, but you my type. Yeah, niggas standing with me, they on my eyes. Oh, my.
Welcome to drug club, this a safe haven. You not no trial, no judgment, no looks or statements. Patrona too short, running Zans or Raven. We with some high boss bitches who don't need saving. Backwoods, this fat, like that ass fool. Her crew run through white lines, Clay Matthews. Try to keep up with her, but the room was fidget spinner, ayy. You a snack, fuck them hating, hungry man dinners, whoa. Off of Grandma Molly, that bitch hit too. Bonnie and Clyde, we taking shots and then whip too. She passed out, her best friend got on the dick too. She woke up and jumped in, stupid lit, ooh.
I be feeling like I'm floating, get on my eyes. If a nigga talking dance, yeah, that's my eyes. She think shitty, shitty, she on my eyes. You be talking like you with it, you on my eyes. If you wanna do them digits, then you my eyes. I ain't worried about no suckers, but you my type. Yeah, nigga standing with me, they on my eyes. Oh, my. Been blowing too much. Been doing too much. I know it's too much for you to handle. If you wanna do them digits, do you mind? I ain't worried about no suckers.
Tell me how you want it, yeah. Call me and I'm on my way. Tell me that you need me, yeah. I'll give it to you night and day.
Without you for 7 days straight, and now I can't live without you. And if we ever broke up, I won't have a kid without you. You forever in my heart. I won't forget about you. I be crushing you on Monday like it's Wednesday. Depressed about that, what your friends say. G63 is what your bitch say. I'm so happy you ain't listen to your friends, babe. You can tell me how you want it, how you need it, I don't mind. Need you right here by my side, cause out of sight, it's out of mind. And out of spite, you hit the climb, but I was hype. I hit your line a few more times, when you hit back, I'm gon' respond.
Tell me how you want it, yeah. Call me and I'm on my way.
Thursday, I be treating you like every day your birthday. Don't more say with you on your worst day. I got you on a new level like with first day. When you fell down, I picked you up, put on your crown and lift you up. I put a rock all on your finger, so much ice can push you up. Heard they feelings about you, baby, told them hope, I wish you luck. Talking relationship goals, this could be us. Yup, 24/7. With the 411. When you see me kneel like Kaepernick, call a reverend. So I got a million in the stash for a wedding. If you ready, let me know, cause it's whatever.
Living on you in the way. Yeah, anniversary. Don't do it for my birthday. Cause I know they keep you thirsty. Ain't no playing this is that. What we just going to rest. 365, you ain't only one I tried. No, I can get nervous. And all my ladies, if you feel me, help me sing it out. Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Tell me how you want it, yeah. Call me and I'm on my way. Tell me that you need me, yeah.
I'm the smartest one making dumb decisions. All these demons around me with my spirit. All these bills piled up in my kitchen. I'm really held responsible for all my siblings. All this made me lose focus. My ex cut me deep, had my heart broken. safe to say I'm having mixed emotions. Put my feelings in a box and see for and blow it. They say they heard we love each other, but I just love the money, never had a budget. Life's a turntable when them tables turning. Whole world against you when you make a earning.
For me, giving up is way harder than trying.
From a snotty nose to the top of the charts. Gang at the Super Bowl, cap a nick on the squad. They get hot out in Miami, I pull out the drop. And we still rocking the minks in the middle of March. I'm talking Gucci down, you can see print on the socks. Rubber bands all on my money, I'm pulling out knots. I'm talking pimp, haters won't give you no props. But fuck them all, pick up some, continue to shop. Big Walla, armor truck. Tala, get your dollars up. Cartier, Skyena. Snort a line, 20 meters, biggest,
boss. For me, giving up is way harder than trying, yeah. But you only see a new gamer than Siren. I got my own team on my shoulders, won't let the ship sink just cause it rains. Making sure the dream's never over, me and you two things ain't the same.
Drinks is not a water for expensive taste. Always about the money, never about the race. Louis 13, 100 grand a case. I just want hibachi on Versace plate. White boy Rick in a Crown Vic. Valentino socks, how I slide in. New Rolls Royce at the drive-in. You need a green car just to ride in. Yeah. Too much foreign. Now watch me money dance. White boy Prince.
Back with another hot record, Julia Monroe, Superstar.
We jumping off the court and heading to the court. Let's go. We bout to ball, I know I feel it in my soul. Yeah. Universal, yeah, my team, we on the move, let's go. We posted in the road, the rookie.
The song feature on the AI currently playing 90.1 FM, Murder One, DJ CMC, at Coalition Ambush Radio.
And all over the
follow
world.
Follow Julia Monroe on Instagram at Julia
and check
Monroe.
Check out the website,
JuliaMonroe.com.
Julia Monroe
is heating up out there.
Arkansas and surrounding area. Get on down to 301 South Haven Street. Cross the Shine Car Wash in conjunction with Buddha Watch. We offer a hand wash with state-of-the-art chemicals. Also, we offer MIOP ceramic filters, interior and fabric protection, as well as ceramic tile grid.
8732-3595. Yeah, yeah. 2S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Thought them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
What's up, y'all? It's me, DJ Corrupt.
Yeah.
And I wanna let y'all know about my guy, Confetti the Real Soldier's latest music release, titled Gangsta's Magnet. Available on all streaming platforms. Gangsta's Magnet.
Need in my life, ruin my life. See the fire, yeah, yeah.
balance in my life.
You can also purchase this new song online at ConfettiTheRealestSoldier.biz. Find all of the social media handles on the website ConfettiTheRealestSoldier.biz. He's a king at what he does, king of Dallas underground music.
You better hear no bluff, girl.
Bluff, girl. Don't let you.
For hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D O Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Hey, well, it's going down in the major way, man. Hot Thursday afternoon. We got a special guest to the house for you tonight. Peter Rivers, the production superstar, is in the building with us. We have two more callers on there from the 850 and 323. We're going to get you in just a minute. Just hang in the queue. We're going to pull y'all in because I know y'all got some questions to talk to your man about. Cheetah Wizard, what's up, baby?
What's going on?
Welcome to Real Radio, my brother. Okay. Yeah, welcome to Real Radio. I got our people in the house with me, you know what I'm saying? We're going to try to get into who you are and what it is you do first. I'm going to let you introduce yourself to the people and tell them who you are.
That again?
I want you to tell everybody who you are and what it is you do, my brother.
Okay, how you doing? What's going on? My name is Tita Wiz. I'm from Blairville, South Carolina. I'm a producer. I've been producing beats for about 20 years, you know what I'm saying? I hear from Blackville, South Carolina, and I'm a producer. I love what I do. 20 years in the game. 20 years in the game.
20 years in the game. So tell me, what was it that got you into production?
Say that again, I can't hear you.
I said, what was it that got you into production?
I came from a musical family, you know what I'm saying? My mom and my dad, they was my mom was a singer, my dad was a guitar player. So growing up, that was a part of me, you know what I'm saying? So I was born into it. I was born into a musical family from a baby, you know what I'm saying? I was playing, I started playing the keyboard at 8 years old. 8 years old, I started playing
wow.
at eight.
So you knew for you, production was going to be what it was, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's all I love. I love making beats. That's fun. When I first touched the keyboard, that's all I ever wanted to do. That's all I ever wanted to do. Yeah. Yeah, music came natural to me. It came real natural, you know what I'm saying, by me being in a musical family. My mama sang a dad, a guitar player, my brother, sisters. They play instruments and singers and stuff like that. So it came kind of natural.
Wow. Oh, hey, good evening. This is CP. I'm one of the people on the show. I wanted to ask you, did you try to imitate any of the songs that you heard? Or, like, did you have a favorite song? Or, you know, did you just start playing your own thing?
I just started playing my own thing. Cause my dad, he brought me a keyboard, you know what I'm saying? So I just started making beats off that keyboard, my first keyboard that I got. You know what I'm saying? He brought me that keyboard, and I just started making beats off of that. I ain't really try to imitate nobody. I just try to stay in my own lane when it came to me learning how to play the keyboard and how to make beats. Make sure I stay in my own lane, to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was just asking, because you know how sometimes you hear something and you try to imitate it. Like my dad used to try to teach me how to play, too. He wasn't a musician. I'm not a true musician, so I'm sure that must have been fun. Like, did y'all have, like, group sessions or, you know, how did that go?
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of group sessions. My background is gospel quartet, so we was at a church and programs every Sunday, every Saturday and Sunday, so playing with other musicians, so that came kind of easy when it came to me playing the keyboard. It came kind of easy and stuff like that. But the transition to the beats, I thought transition to the beats, it was kind of easier for me.
Mhm. Well, what type of beats? Like, you do hip hop or you do R&B? What type of beats do you do?
Well, I do it all. I do hip hop, R&B, gospel, jazz, rap, trap, country, calypso, zydeco, whatever you name it.
Oh,
T the
okay.
Wizard. That's why they call me. That's why they call me T the Wizard. I make it in any type of genre there is.
Okay.
Well, I'm telling you, we got two exclusive cuts here, man. I sure appreciate it. We got some more, actually. I'm trying to work on them in the background while my co-host asks questions. We also have Buddha Ali of Zone 24 TV. He's on as well. A couple of other callers, 832, 823, and K9 is in the building as well, so at any time, if you all would like to ask me questions, I'm going to give you all a chance to go ahead and ask questions. I get a couple of these songs uploaded into the system. And we're going to check out these jams, and we're going to come back with more questions. So I'm trying to give everybody a chance to get in and get familiarized with the man and, you know, get into him. You know what I'm saying? We got T the Wizard in the house. If you just tuned in on TrueFest Radio and you'd like to call in and listen, be a part of the show, it's up 323. 642-1597, press 1, and we'll definitely get you in. Back to T to Wilson. Now, having a musical background, do you find it hard to sometimes adapt to certain type of artists when you're doing production for them?
Yeah, I do, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of artists have different sounds. So as me being a producer, I gotta create a sound towards they style, you know what I'm saying? So as for me, I don't try to give, like, artists, one artist a sound that I give another artist, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody got a different sound. So it all depends on what the artist wants when it comes to producing.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you feel that the internet has affected your career as a musician?
I mean, the internet, that's a good thing. We needed the internet. If I had the internet back when I was younger, about 18, 19, man, I'd probably been viral. You know what I'm saying? The internet just enhanced a lot of stuff that we doing now. And then that's a plus. That's a plus for this generation. That's a plus for this generation right here.
And, you know, I do the same thing because without the internet, the internet just allows you to reach so many more people and bring them into your circle.
Right.
What, have you worked with any artists overseas yet? I mean, you know.
I worked with one dude from Africa. I forgot his name, though. I got to play with a dude from Africa. I forgot his name.
That's about
the only person I work with so far.
Okay, okay.
Well, that's
definitely a...
Okay, this is Mr. Everywhere, a.k.a. Patrick. Once I'd like to give you your flowers. You know, we connected and it was like, okay, man, this guy's... It's got talent, unforeseen talent in it. And just to know that you were working with one of my favorite artists from Texas, I won't spoil it right now, but I don't want to let Sweet Pea know who it is right now. But that was just a blessing in disguise to let me know that was one of my favorite artists during the era that he came out. So that was great for y'all two to connect on the chemistry that y'all made. But I'll just leave it at that for now.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. Who is that Chef Bardeen in the back? Somebody got some hatches going on.
Who that?
I believe, Y'all better learn how to mute your microphone, because I might put you in time out and forget you in there.
Hey, what's happening, y'all? Hey, this is Brother Buddha Ali Zong, 24 TV, man. I'm just now tuning in. That wasn't me in the background. I was already on mute, but I had to let him know before they tried to put me in timeout. Hey, but T the Wizard, man, it's a nice and honor and pleasure, man, to be rocking with you on the show. I'm Buddha Ali Zong, 24 TV, Hustle Never Sleep, Buddha Ali Promotion, man. Representing the Oklahoma Ticks. That's right here in the Oklahoma Ticks area. That's Arkansas, Louisiana, Ticks, Oklahoma. The middle pass before you get to the Mason-Dixon line. You know what I'm saying? For members of Florida, that's the Mason-Dixon line. But check it out, my brother. I know you did some tracks. I think you did a track for Rico C.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Rico C, that dreaming.
Hey, that right there, man, he came on last night, and you a sorcerer, man, in production, man. Your time is now, like we were telling him. All those tracks that you produced, I know I heard from him that you indeed were fabulous, man. They were untouchable, and I can't put no more, you know, juice to it, man. The cup is already full. I like your style, you know, like you say, you're in between the new jack and the right now, and where you cutting that R&B, like Heavy Love plays against Lenny Williams' new track. And like I was telling, that stuff was more powerful than that, not to take nothing from the players, John B. and Tank, that new track they got out. That track Dreams
right.
That Blow, that Dreams That Blow, they completely out the water, man. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, past the trees, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
man, so I salute you too, man. Let me give you flowers, man, any music videos, any production, y'all, you know, any promotion. I work with Mr. Everworld. I'm also affiliated with FlexRadio.biz out of Shreveport, ran by True Sister, you know what I'm saying? Also affiliated with Can-Am Radio, also at Shreveport, them the major, you know what I'm saying, new wave radio stations in the area. But we definitely going to be playing some of your music through your artists. And anytime you get a chance, man, we ready to work with y'all, man. Shout out to everybody in South Carolina, my homegirl, Sheree Vaughn,
yes,
my boy Jacob, King Jacob down there in between South and North, also ninth legend. But shouts out to everybody down there in the South Atlantic, Carolina, man. Hey, y'all doing y'all thing, man. I had to just give you a shout out, brother. It's good to talk with you. I'm glad to actually talk to you over here on True West Radio, the most dangerous radio station on Blog Talk.
Sir, good to hear from you. Thank you. Thank you as well, man. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks all day.
Shout out to Mr. Everward, too. Mr. Everward, I got to give a shout out to Mr. Everward, Sweet Pea, Julia, Heavy Love, King Scratch, K9, King Scratch, Coco Loco, Joko, Joe Loco. Anybody else? Hey, y'all, I'm with y'all. Y'all know what it is. Buddha Ali. Shout out to my man right here, T the Wizard, man. That boy's a sorcerer with the funk. Do your thing, baby, Carl. Do your thing.
That's a salute, man. Salute to you. Salute to you.
I'm telling you, man, we actually got some hot tracks from this guy, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to sit up the interview and play two. Then we're going to come back with more questions and get a little bit more familiar with our guy, see where his direction is going from here. We're going to jump into these brand new cuts. I'm going to say that one that you just sent me for the last go-around for the go-out, but I'm going to hit y'all with a little bit of this Holiday Inn. Tell us about the synopsis of coming up with that song, Holiday Inn.
Okay, the Holiday Inn is a track, that's a Southern soul track. Like I said, I venture in all types of genres. So the Holiday Inn is about a dude named Midnight, Mr. Midnight. He's from Jacksonville, Florida. He's a new artist, you know what I'm saying? He it's about you getting caught up at a hotel, you know what I'm saying, by your old lady, you know what I'm saying? And he brought the idea to me. You know what I'm saying, with the hook and stuff like that, and I ran with the beat, and we matched up pretty good. He's out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida. Okay.
Yeah,
and another song, we got birthday song as well.
Tell us a little bit about the birthday song.
Birthday song is about an artist from South Carolina named Clay Banks. It's like celebrating your birthday. You know what I'm saying? It's an up-tempo beat. You know what I'm saying? Got a pretty good swing to it. You know what I'm saying? Up-tempo beat. It's about celebrating your birthday. Everybody got a birthday every day. So he came up with the idea about putting a song together for his birthday. So I want to put a song together for my birthday, for my birthday party. So we came with the idea, and we ran with it. You know what I'm saying? We about to have like 500,000 screens on that one right now. We trying to hit a million. We just dropped that last year. So we trying to hit a million on that one right there.
Well, I'm guaranteed this year it's going to go over the board, my boy, because it's definitely a banger. And that's why I chose those two to start out as far as, you know, to give them a certain play of how much range you have and how great you are. So without further ado, we're going to jump into these song Holiday Inn and birthday songs, and we'll be right back with more of T the Wizard right here on True West Radio. Remember, if you're listening online and you'd like to be a part of the show, hit us up, 323-642-1597. We are live, baby. Let's get into Holiday Inn right now. You hear me? Hey.
Hello? Hey, Tyrone. It's Midnight.
What's up, Midnight?
Hey, man, I got busted.
Got busted where?
At the Holiday Inn.
Damn, not again.
I got busted, y'all, on Friday night. Cheating at the Holiday Inn.
got a caller here, caller. Hey, caller, what you want to hear, caller? Well, all right, I got you.
If it's your birthday, baby, tell them people gather around. If it's your birthday, baby, let me see you get it down. If it's your birthday, baby, tell them people gather around. If it's your birthday, baby, them they can play around, just not today, cause I'm gonna celebrate this life of mine. Might drink a little liquor, hey, might drink a little wine. One thing for certain, two things for sure, you can find me showing my on the dance floor. So tell my supervisor tomorrow I ain't showing up, cause it's that time of the year.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
That's right, baby. We back in the building. Teaser Wizard is in the house. Two hot jams right there. Stay your mind, man. Wow.
Thank you.
And that's just a meat of the story. We ain't, what do they say, we ain't gonna get to the good part. Y'all just don't know. We got something in store for you over here on the truth. We got some people calling in, man. We got a caller from, this is 850. We got K9 in the building. We have 904.
Yeah, what up?
Yeah. State your name and who you are. Let us know what's going on with you.
323.
It's K9, man. I'm just tapping in, man.
Okay, we have another 904. I'm opening our lines up because I know y'all are affiliated with the boss man right here. We're going to jump back into the interview. At this point, I'm going to give y'all a chance to ask the questions. Or you may just want to give them a few accolades at the moment. Go ahead, and I'm going to give you your chance. And then I'll reconduct a few more questions. And then we're going to check out some more jams. You know how the story goes. Let's go.
All right. Yo.
Ooh, ain't there something? Ain't nobody got that. Everybody camera
yeah, okay.
Side. We
well,
on phone side.
Hold
everybody
on. Here we go. Yeah. Hey, T-Wizard, man, like I say, this is Buddha Ali again, brother. Like that track I just heard, it's like, you know, I'm from the South, from East Texas, raised in East Texas, you know, Zydeco and the Southern Soul, all, you know, birthed in that area around, you know, the rivers, Mississippi, Trinity, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
All those lakes and things. But your style, it's Southern Soul, but the energy and the music is sort of like, it's like a new jack. It's got the swing to it, but it's like a new jack country. You know what I'm saying? It's sort of hippie. It's sort of hippie, but it's there. You're still on the porch with a banjo. You know what I'm saying? You still out there cutting on the bale of hay. Handstand on the bale of hay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But hey, it's real energizing, man. I like it, man. So, yeah, I like that one. Now, we heard some other stuff. The other stuff, you know, we heard from your boy. Shout out to Rico. You know what I'm saying? That was top notch too. They're ready for the bedroom, ready for the church, and you know, and still getting with it. You know what I'm saying? And now I just heard that there, man. And that was beautiful. I like it, man.
Yeah, thank you.
It's your birthday, baby.
That's something
you got to meet. Keep scratching the beauty. What the hell's up?
yeah, thank you. That's the type of music I try to make. I try to make up energy music. You know what I'm saying? Something to get the people to party to. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of music I try to make. Something to get in the party
right,
to, dance to all night long.
Right, it sort of had like that Kid and Play. Rolling. You remember that song Kid and Play had? It sort of had that groove that had that new jack, but it was Southern Soul. It was still right in the hole in the wall. You still got that cup of moonshine in the jar. You know what I'm saying? You up there rolling with that natural. Yeah.
Hey, so can everybody hear me? You moonshine in a cup. You drink it out the jar.
Drinking out the jar. Amazing jar.
right.
Well, you got
can
some sophisticated moonshine drinkers, though. You got some sophisticated ones. You got somebody put in a pimp cup. Like you say, some drinking out the jar, some drinking out the McDonald's cup with the crushed ice.
I want to see the seeds, though. I want to see the seeds at the bottom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
By the way, I'm Scratch, man. I just tuned in. I just, you know. But,
okay.
How y'all doing, everybody? Everybody, y'all good?
What's going on?
We all good, man. I'm just glad y'all here for me right now, because, boy, if only you knew. I couldn't miss tonight, though. You know what I'm saying? I've been looking forward to this. You know, ever since I got the information and we talked about, you know, having you on because, you know, I've been in the Southern Soul circuit for a long time. I mean, I was doing Southern Soul before it was even called Southern Soul. So, you know, to actually be a part of the movement and to see how it's grown throughout the years, you guys put in a great bit of effort. And never let me down when it comes to keeping the party crunk. You know what I'm saying? So as a DJ, I appreciate the good music that you make, and I know that my clients appreciate it too. So that's that. Now that's another reason why I text you to let you know who I am. So when I reach out to you, we can talk more. You know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, most definitely, because you got something that.
the world needs to pay attention to a lot of people. But see, the thing is, a lot of artists come out with good music, but you never hardly hear about their producers.
Right.
Because the majority of the time when you see those artists performing, they're performing with a band.
Yeah, right.
You know, so when you get good content like you got and to have such an array of range that you have, it just makes it more beautiful to embrace.
It does.
You know, because Buddha tell you, man, I hear that Southern Soul here in the country.
Yeah,
I'm gonna speak on that Heavy Love. Yeah, T. Wilson, you know, he from coming from Heavy Love, you know, Heavy Love, DJ Heavy Love, Lady B, Bridget Talbot at KVRB 103.5. These were some of the people that were playing the Southern Soul because, you know, before Southern Soul was Zydeco. You know, Zydeco that took over. And then it started getting a little R&B with it, and then it came and formed into the Southern Soul. But, you know, the nature of how it grew up was down through these areas. That's why I say to where we're rating it is I can't nobody rate it like us, because, like, Heavy Love being from day one with it, and I've been following Heavy Love, you know, through our journey in this music business from 87 to now, you know. It's just wonderful to hear your music. Yeah, like I said, the energy is beautiful, man. Every song I heard from tonight and from Rico, amazing. Right. Y'all the next up running. I mean, usually that we got King Scratch. Like I say, you break it once again. Like I told Nico's, Rico, y'all make a hit on this station because this station is King Scratch from NWA, who's on the line now. You know, he rap with Eazy-E. Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, he was the first DJ before y'all even came to pitch. You know, it was MC Ren. He's on the line now listening to the show. That was him came in. So with it being released on this station, just like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame type shit, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
And then you got Mr. Everworld, who's been in the business for a long time, bring you. So, hey, man, we just salute you. We just, you know, trying to put the gold on the table now. You know what I'm saying? Because the checks is going to be coming to you, bro. And no, I see nothing but success in your future with this thing, man. Just stay, keep, you know, I heard you mention you with the your people, gospel singers, and they come in the church. Most music starts in the church, even
right.
So,
right.
So that's beautiful. So the steps you're taking on this rice paper are holiness, brother.
Thank you. And I appreciate that. I appreciate y'all for having me as well. Thank you for this opportunity,
most
man. For real.
Most definitely, it's a pleasure to have you, man. Do you often get out and tour with your artists when they're doing shows?
Oh, yeah. My sister, she does Southern Soul, Mimi Arcel. So I'm kind of like, I play a lot of different roles, you know what I'm saying, with her. I'm kind of like a manager and a producer at the same time, so, and a DJ, so. Every time she have a show, I be there, you know what I'm saying, make sure everything goes right. And there's a lot of other artists that I roll with as well, you know what I'm saying, over here in South Carolina that I go on the road with as well. So I'll be on the road with them.
Hey, you know, I like you, you know, because, you know, it took me a while for me to be able to make that, you know, being able, you know, doing all this rapping, R&B and stuff. So I think I got it now because I see where you guys come from, you know, producing Southern Soul. So I think I got it now. So y'all going to hear something. I'm going to be up there singing myself.
That's one thing I can't do. I can play all the instruments, but I can't sing with the lick. That's one thing I hate I cannot do. Everybody in my family can sing except me. And I'm mad about it.
I got some good auto-tune plug-ins.
Auto-tune works for everybody.
You know what I mean? Because auto-tune ain't T-Pain. Auto-tune is tuning your voice. If you somewhere close to the note, it'll correct the note for you.
I'll
just let it sound toe up anyway. Hell, if Piers Morgan could do it, I can do it too.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do anything you put your mind to, man. With auto-tune, you can sound like $1 million.
Oh, heck yeah. Don't get me on the stage. Come do this show. I'm going to be like, mm-mm. You're not going to come and get me to do that show. I'll be lip-syncing like a mug until something go out and they know I'm lip-syncing.
Okay. Yeah.
Are there any artists that's coming up in the game like right now that you would like to work with?
It's a couple of them, you know what I'm saying, in Southern Soul. They got South Carolina artist King George. I want to work with him. He's from right here in South Carolina, where I'm from. They got the it's another artist out over there in what's that girl? She Monet, something like that. I think that's her name,
okay.
Monet, something like that. Yeah, she's from, I don't know where she's from, but she hot right now. You know what I'm saying? It's a couple of artists in New York that I'm looking at right now. And I actually am working with them right now. I just can't say the name.
Right on.
And what type of music are you doing for those people, if I can ask that? Are you doing Southern Soul with them?
I'm doing rap with them. You know, yeah, I'm doing rap with them. And I'm doing a gospel album with the other
ones.
Nice. I'm all over the board. My mind be everywhere every day when it comes to making music.
So how long
would
you say?
And you do gospel, so that's your home anyway. So go ahead, hello.
Can you hear me,
okay,
man?
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, we got a caller from the 904.
What's going on, man? It's Mr. Midnight.
Midnight.
It's Mr. Midnight in the joint, baby. You know we got Busted cheating at the Holiday Inn, baby. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something right now. This man right here is an ace, baby. I'm telling you, the ace of spades, okay? The ace of spades. Sometimes the deuce of diamonds. You know, and sometimes the big joker, maybe the little joker. This guy is good to work with. Good to work with. He listens a lot, and he has a lot of input. And I tell you what, he did the Holiday Inn is a testament to two people coming together. Well, really, three people. Two people coming together and working something out. Can't wait to drop what? What we doing next, T? What's coming up, baby?
Get right to get left.
And yeah, I'm telling y'all, this guy right here is a top producer, point blank, hands down, in every realm. I don't care what we think. He's it. Or if we rap, he is it. I enjoy working with him, and I tell you what, he makes my music, and he makes me sound like a damn star. So y'all got a star right there, baby. See the wizard? Hey, man, my hat's off to you, baby.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you.
We're definitely going to have to get in touch with you and get you back on the show, man, because we like to know more about you and get, you know, give you your hours of shine, too, as well. So we'll be contacting you as well, you know what I'm saying, through T to get you set up.
Absolutely, man. That's fine with me, and I love it. But I tell you what, if this man right here shines, I shine. You know what I'm saying? We shine together, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
That was him singing, right? That was you singing on the two songs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was him that I busted at the Holiday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, busted at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, that's it right there, baby. That's it.
Hell, love, make sure you give Sweet Pea what she wants to hear, because you know she's from the H-Town, so... I don't want to ruin it, but just give her what she wants to hear later on when we get into this neat meet.
Yeah. Hey, H-Town, man. H-Town in the building. Yeah.
All
H-Town,
right. You can imagine he produced for us, Sweet Pea.
There you go.
I'm interested now. Especially
I want to hear some rap stuff. I'm over here on the west. You know what I'm saying? We just got to activate.
They was loading. He said they was loading the computer set.
Huh?
He said he was trying to load them up, the other song.
Oh, rap song. Oh,
yeah, I'm getting every, I'm trying, since we got so much dead air, I'm about everybody's scared to talk. Y'all some questions and making me ask more questions when I can be, you know, doing what I need to do.
What's up with y'all?
What's going on?
What's up? This K9, what's good with y'all, man, out here in Compton?
What up,
okay.
K9?
What's up, bro? What's up? What's going on with you?
I heard them songs, man. It's pretty smooth, man. I'm digging it. You know, it sound like a party music because I started moving to it when it was on. So I said, all right, shit. The road with
thanks.
You on that.
Thanks.
Who was that? Buddha Ali was doing the Kid and Play. He said. Doing it without no play though. He was just a kid. He was kicking the wall.
They got a name for it now. They call it Southern Soul. I didn't know they called it Southern Soul at first. I used to call it the family reunion music or like the
cookout
music because I know every time. No matter what holiday, whatever, after a while you see all your aunties and uncles trying to get out there and swing. And you know, they all be dancing around, playing and stuff. And every single time, it's the same little riff that it has.
Yeah.
Well,
not country music, you know.
Us being from Cali, when we went down there, you know, especially when I was younger, they used to say juke joint.
Yeah, juke joint.
Yeah.
Juke joint. That old say, Marvin Peace and all them.
Yeah,
Marcy.
They say juke joint.
Yeah.
They
came out of the window, man.
I used to actually do shows with them.
But yeah, they used to say that's juke joint. Play that some of that juke joint.
Yeah,
when I first like when I started out with the Southern Soul movement, the transition from bluegrass and blues into Southern Soul, it was a very productive time because a lot of the artists that I ran across, they like you know from where you are, they wouldn't really heard outside of that area, and. You know, it was a thing for me because back then I used to mix bluegrass with different beats and stuff like that to kind of make it an up-tempo or change, you know, change or something like change the pattern of the song, something like that, you know. And we did that for years until it kind of caught on and people started making that type of music because going around with people such as B.B. King, Johnny Taylor, Otis Ely, a lot of cats like that. You know, I used to play, you know, side shows where actually I was like the intermission guy. When the band would go for intermission, I would be the DJ playing the music, you know, trying to keep everything on point, you know, for, you know, knowing what they're going to come back with as an opener or whatever, to try to build up to their position for. You know, it was a great thing to be, you know, able to do that at such a young age and to see it grow into what it has grown now. And in actuality, about 7 or 8 years ago, I had my own radio station called Head Love Radio, which was a global entity that we started. And I featured the Southern Soul artists. And it's crazy because way back then, I was getting music directly from the artists. I wasn't going, you know, I wasn't in a record pool, nothing like that, because I was always one that if a guy come up to me and say, man, can you check my jam out and play this here, I would give it that opportunity. So to see it grow and to see how you, you know, nourished your nature, you know, it is a great feeling, you know, to see where it's going now. So you definitely got it. I can't even think of no questions to ask you because you done showed me everything. And I'm trying to let everybody say something. Want nobody to say nothing. But we got three more hot jams, too. We're going to check out here in just a minute. I'm going to give y'all about 5 more minutes to ask more questions. And then we're going to jump into some more hits.
Yeah.
I got a question right quick. See, the Wizard, and this is a very important topic because, you know, it hurts my heart to know that you got a lot of these conservative folks coming in at Beyonce mad because she got number one female country artist. And the deal is, for all those listening, the instrument of the banjo was invented in Africa. And then the also cowboys were the earlier indigenous people of America. So to say that country genre is just for a certain skin tone kind of took me aback. So what is your feelings about that?
But I think, you know what I'm saying, music is music at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? You can't put no color on or nothing like that. If Beyonce want to make country, let her make country. If you want to make jazz, let them make jazz. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, that genre is taking over. You know what I'm saying? They got black cowboys in Texas, all in Texas. They got black cowboys in South Carolina, and the trail ride scene is taking over right now. You know what I'm saying? From Alabama to Mississippi, you know what I'm saying? It's taking over right now. By Beyonce doing that, she putting a big light onto that. You know what I'm saying? For the black people. You know what I'm saying? Our culture. You know what I'm saying? Because it really is a big culture with the cowboys in that's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? So by her doing that, she's shining the light to us as well. You know what I'm saying? Let us know that she can do anything. You know what I'm saying? I think she can go to that genre. You know what I'm saying? Music is not limited to nobody. You know what I'm saying? You can do anything that you put your mind to. Music is not limited to nobody. So by her doing that, I think she can do it.
I felt a type of way because I was like, well, how is Bubba Sparks? One, they tried, not Bubba Sparks, Jelly Roll. They tried to give him Best New Artist. And he's been out for a while, and he's rapping. So if Beyonce can't do country, then can we say that he's the best new artist in country music if he's rapping, and rapping wasn't originally the way that country music was wrote or performed?
Right, so and T.I. nailed it. They did country rap, too. You know what I'm saying? They did features with country artists as well. You know what I'm saying? If you look at it's a lot of country artists that's doing rap inside of music as well, and they're putting 808s into the country music. 808s came from the rap side.
And they're enjoying that, but they don't enjoy Beyonce.
I think it's funny that she specifically chose to do a bluegrass style instead of doing a more modern form like everybody else is doing. They typically are literally bluegrass with a little twinge of a little something else, but they still found something wrong with that. And I said, that's when when you put your finger up to your forehead, you already know what's going on. Because she literally did grass, and they said, oh no, this ain't country. Well, I'm like, well, that other shit is definitely not country, what y'all doing now. If you got pop music, you got rap, you got, rock stars and everybody, you call it country. But she's doing bluegrass. She's not country, maybe.
Yeah, I didn't like the fact that they embraced Lil Nas X. They said, that's country. Oh, Lil Nas X, Old Town Road, he's talking about the horse. And then when he came out as gay, what did the country stations do? They yanked him off all the country pop, hip-hop stations, and yanked him off all the stations. But as long as this black guy was talking about Old Town Road and rapping and all that, they embraced it with no problems until he came out as gay. But Beyonce comes out and it's the issue.
It shouldn't be no issue with Beyonce coming out anyway. It shouldn't be no issue, I'm a Compton cowboy. Been riding since 1981.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Grew up around horses, owned 14 horses. So,
yeah.
I mean, we always ride. We participate in the Bill Pickett Rodeo and all that stuff. So, it's black road. You know what I mean?
It's the politics behind it, because if she got a number one record and then they go to the Grammy Award and say number one country song,
and it's not Shania Twain, and it's not all the people that people are traditionally used to hearing get a country Grammy award, then that's where their problem is going to be like, well, wait a minute, how did she come into our genre and get a number one hit in the Grammy for something she's not known to do, and this is what we're known to do? So that's where the problem is. It's all in the politics.
Yeah, politics. But music is universal to me. Yeah, music
well,
is universal.
Let me put my 25 cents up in here. When people start feeling threatened by other people coming and invading their spot, that's when they start getting a little shaky. You know what I'm saying? Anytime somebody come invading their spot. So all of these country folks, they got the Country Music Awards. Now, the more black people that start showing up at the Country Music Awards, they getting threatened. It was just like basketball back in the day. It was all white folks playing basketball and a couple of blacks. Now, the blacks done took over basketball. Now, it's going to soccer. Now, it's going to the mother CMT, the Country Music kid. So whenever somebody feels like they, any white person feels like, and I'm not racist at no point, but when any white person think that there's too many niggas coming up in here, that's going to be a problem.
All right.
And y'all know so many other people that are not transitioning. They are literally doing country music. That's all they have done. I want to say, I think his name is like Kane Brown, and it's so many other people. Even Kay Michelle has been doing country music for a while now, maybe almost 10 years. So that's the thing. It's like you feel uncomfortable in your own house, but it was okay for you to come in my house and take your shoes off and, you know, to have dinner in my house and take a shower in my house. When
right.
you come to your house, you're uncomfortable.
Right on.
Well,
you know, we're having such good conversation.
Go ahead.
We're having such good conversation right now. I want to get into these other jams right quick because y'all have some very physical, great points that, you know, may be feasible for what's going on. And we got, if you're just tuning online, we got Tito Rizzo, producer extraordinaire. Of all genres of music. So we got a couple more jams we're going to let y'all check out. We gave you the Southern Soul feel, and then we're going to let y'all get into a little bit more of his feel-good music. And we'll be back right after these messages. Don't turn it down. Remember, if you'd like to be a part of the show, hit us up 323-642-1597. We are live, baby. It's going down True West Radio. Two Wizards in the building. Let's get on this train and ride.
just ride. Just get on board. Just get on board. Just get on board. Just ride. Just get on board. Just ride. Just ride.
Just ride. Boy, bye. Boy, bye. Boy, bye. You said that you were coming home.
Let you down with all this action. Get rich with
with the gang and break it down to a few fractions. My life's like a movie, if it was, it'll be action. Nigga, you ain't hot, cause if you was, it'll be traction. Brother really shining, ain't no scamming, it's just trapping. Yo bitch know them diamonds and them cars are the distraction. Fuck outside my hood and put them on when I go platinum. I took my advance and told her flip, I'm buying weapons.
Chopstick, I'ma spin your block and turn that bitch into a mosh pit. I thought a broke nigga said something who ain't got shit. You heard La Clover Nostra got more keys than a locksmith. If you be on some op shit, we pop shit. Chopstick, all my niggas got a mix, reduce them to the chopstick. Look, all my niggas mobbing, it's a problem, get the chopstick. We down to catch a body, you won't end up as a hostage. Not greeting with the chopstick, we do not switch. I'm ready for war when I hop out the whip. They coming through doors when they pop out the clip. If any one of y'all got pressure with flip, I guarantee you get a shot to the hip. If we have words, you get a shot to the lip. Don't cover your face, I'm bucking the weight. And I'm cool with all of the bitches that swear. You was high off perks, they was up in your face. I'm the one with the Mac and the kickback. My backpack with the snacks and the clips at. And oh yeah, I got an 8, don't sip that. I moved a whole lot of weight, unzip that. If I walk you down with these chopsticks, it's hot steam on your chest like hot grits. Since you rather get hair from a dancer, now I got your head on my mantle. I move that dope with them Haitians, I'll turn your bro to a raisin. Let's do a toast with some Quagan. They put the golden quotation. You steal, I'm cutting your hand out. We'll turn this bitch to a standout. I had to get it the man route. Come on and see what Clover Land by. Chopstick, I'ma spin your block and turn that bitch into a mosh pit. I thought a broke nigga said something who ain't got shit. You heard La Clover Nostra got more keys than a locksmith. If you be on some op shit, we pop shit. Chopstick, all my niggas got a mix, reduce them to the chopstick. Look, all my niggas mobbing, it's a problem, get the chopstick. We down to catch a body, you won't end up as a hostage. Not greeting with the chops, we do not switch.
Introduce them to the chopstick. Hydro shock, get you feel like a couple drop kicks. I'm several states away, bustin' near the time switch. And that's the only time, oh that's your only nine. Couple blocks, couple K's, couple 45s. Spin the block and let the damn bullets blow, bullets flow. Die with your eyes open, you wanna smoke. Honey folks, money notes, bloody knives, money coats. M16, rifle scopes, flat lines, overdose. Dancing me over when I'm popping out. I put a beam to your nose when I'm popping out. What the fuck is you talking about? I'ma step on his head when I pull up, I'll be running with the gun out. Burp, 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 that's how my gun go. Pep rally, how I hit him with the drum roll.
Hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
And there you have it. Some of the hottest music dropped this year. T the Wizard is in the building, and I told y'all I had something for you. Welcome back to True West Radio. All lines are opened up. All my people want y'all to thank Ms. Lane for all of this gracious music. You know, you got True, you know, there up in there. K9, man. Everybody up in here. Everybody. The whole house. We got a full house.
That's right. It's stacked, baby. Everybody here for 2 minutes.
Right on. So what y'all think about those hot hits?
That was nice. That's fresh. The train come on right to 8, man. That one, it sent me back. But it was new too. I like what he did to that. And the other one was good too. But on behalf of the South Side, because I think I'm the only one on here from Houston. On behalf of the South Side, I appreciate that last one. That was nice.
Yeah, that was a little exclusive cut for you, you know what I'm saying?
My flip all the way up to date. If you didn't know him, you wouldn't know that that was him.
Damn.
That's different.
And you know it's crazy because when they had that when Flip was with the Freestyle Kings when they first started out,
we was like, we used to always rehearse together, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? I knew the DJ for the label, along with Rick Shop, and a lot of other those Houston artists and labels that was out during that time. And it was just a beautiful feeling. They always came with something different, you know, and that's what drew me to that Southern hip hop more so than being on a national brand, you know, because it was during the era when those guys couldn't hardly get shows outside of Houston for a while. I mean, they wouldn't even get to play airplay outside of Houston for a while. So it took a long time for that to transition to see where it is come now, and to see that guys like you are behind the sounds of so many prolific artists that we already know just makes it a beautiful feeling, you know? So by all means, my brother, I'm going to tell you, keep pumping, keep pushing, keep putting your foot on your neck and press, because you got it, bro. You definitely got it. One thing about True is, as Ken's Crash say, we don't pat you on the back. We tell you like it's T-I-E-L.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know that in that first one, though, man. I like what she did. That was different, too. That was real different. Yeah, she did that. Oh, and you do all the beats. Tell them where they can find you on social media and stuff.
Yo, T. You were breaking up. That's why I hit you back up.
Is he on? Is he still on?
Somebody dropped today. I hung up one.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there
okay,
you go.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can catch me at the Wizard Beats. That's the Wizard Beats at gmail.com. That's my email. You can catch me at T the Wizard on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Terrence Thompson on Facebook. Terrence Thompson on Facebook. That's my name, Terrence Thompson. But you can catch me there. Y'all can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, follow me. T the Wizard. Follow me. T the Wizard got them bangers. That's what they call me. Follow me.
Y'all can hear him on the new movie soundtrack for Lil Flip's movie that's coming out. For all of y'all, y'all will be hearing his production on there. So
Yeah, King Life movie, that's coming out. I got three or four tracks from there. You know what I'm saying? He's coming out. We're working on another tape right now. So be on the lookout for that with Lil Flip. Got a couple of tracks coming out with him. Might drop next month. I'm just waiting on him to give me the green light.
Okay.
It's up, bro.
Now when y'all drop that, now y'all got to come back to the truth and share that with us, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, bring them.
Yeah, we want to get that exclusive. You know, we like exclusive stuff over here.
Yeah, I got a lot of artists in the club that I'm working with right now.
Follow them on Facebook so I can make sure I keep up with everybody, because I want to keep up with all the artists and stuff too. If anybody want to come back or anybody you know want to call in, they can send the music to King Scratch and Have Love, but you know they can basically set it up with anybody, and we can just let them know. Y'all can pick a day and stuff.
Okay, we'll do.
We're definitely gonna keep the bridge open, man, and try our best to push as much as we can, as much as allowed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And keep it in your ear. You know it's gonna get heard. You know it's gonna get played. So So big ups to you guys for doing that, man. Anybody else have any questions? K9, anybody?
Mr. Everywhere, right? Quick,
go ahead,
Hale. I'll let you finish up, Hale. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I see we got a couple new callers on the line in case they want to say something, or a couple previous callers. If y'all would like to say anything now, you have the opportunity now to do it.
I'd just like to say, it'll take me 2 seconds. I'm speaking into existence. I think that that Dreaming song with you and Rico C, I think that's going to go platinum. So I'm speaking that into existence, and 9 times out of 10 in this music, I'm heads on Rick. So well, I'm going to speak that into existence. So praying for y'all that it goes all the way to the top.
Praying for too. Yes, sir. Sir. Thank you. Thank you.
That's what's up. What's up, man? It's K9 again. It's K9 again tapping in, man. Yeah, man, I'm feeling it, and I'm really digging the way you can change up and produce different music and get in that vibe and make those beats to rap or, you know, to your soul music and do your thing, man. I'm really, really gonna share a couple of your things, and then we'll link up, man. I'm gonna try to get a couple of songs for my project. But we'll tap in and stay in touch, brother.
Okay, thank you. Just hit me on Instagram and I'll get back with you.
Yeah, this is King Spratton. Mr. Everywhere, that was more than 2 seconds, man. But anyway, I love what y'all doing. I love what y'all doing, man. And y'all welcome back on True West Radio anytime, because, you know, we got a lot of people. We spend their stuff, but they never come back. You know what I'm saying?
I'm coming back. So, Thank you. I'm coming back. This is actually my first interview ever, because I've been making beats, you know what I'm saying? It's just my first interview, so I'm coming back. This is something big for me, right?
Oh, yeah. Beat makers.
Man, we love you to come back and be a part of the family.
Yeah. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for the opportunity. I appreciate it a lot.
We got to give him a True West pass so he can rock it on his coat. Nah, bro.
You know it. That's what I'm saying. Down there in the Carolina, yeah, out there. We out there. We straight wide, baby. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. We definitely try to, you know, as I say, we try to keep everybody up and current. You know, it's crazy because a lot of the artists I reach back out to, and maybe, like, they've done, you know, it excelled so much from the previous time in which we had their endeavors, to now they hear a nigga like they just basically industry period. Oh, you need to talk to my manager now. I'm like, I'm not trying to, we already talked before. Why do I talk to your manager? I mean, if we wouldn't have ever had these conversations, I wouldn't have your personal number, you know.
Right.
So, you know, that's one crazy thing that goes on, man. But we try to, you know, still keep the movement alive. I always tell people there is no such thing as old music. It's always just reoccurring music, you know. And the songs that you have created are going to be around for years and years to come. Your kids will be able to dance to it. Please, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be in the light of great music amongst the, you know, the music gods. So, you got what it takes, man. It's definitely a winner for me. And like I said, I'm overwhelmed, really.
I love it. Hey, I'm just off subject. We've been on here for 10 years. How many people actually call back?
We've had a few, not many, but a few have.
Well, K-9, he called back, because we talked.
You got to worry about that, Rudy.
Hey, I'm calling back. You know what I'm saying? You got to worry about that with me. I'm calling back. I'm good as they.
Well, to let you know, we're here Monday through Friday. You know what I'm saying? Throughout the week, Monday through Friday is our basic shows through here. You know, every now and then we get a new artist and we try to shed light on them and give them interviews as well. But for the most part, we're just a great big family of love and affection that each one of us play a valuable part to the station. So it's an honor to have you people, you know, in my corner and in Scratch Corner, you know, trying to make this happen, because it's not for us, it's for you. You know what I'm saying? That's why we try to do what you do more so than others. You know, everybody got their regular 8 o'clock show or 7 o'clock they do on Tuesdays and Thursdays or something like that, you know. But it's very few of them that are actually on. For the majority, most of the time we're on 7 days a week. And that just is according to how I feel, because Saturdays and Sundays are my special shows, into which Saturdays I do Quiet Storm and Sundays I do gospel. So I'm getting ready to open those genres back up as well. So if you got any ballad songs that you produce and would like to get the artists on, well, definitely shoot some love tracks to me, because I believe in letting women get pregnant.
Okay, I sure will. I got about 50 of them, so hey, I'm going to fudge you. don't tell me to stop sending them.
You got the direct email address now, so you know what I'm saying? Flood it out, man. I love the content, all your content, you know, and definitely I like to converse with some of the artists that you have worked with and are working with, to try and also get them, you know, a piece of the pie, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, this is more than just, you know, a one-time thing. We, you know, we like to keep in touch, keep refreshed. And I may get a bit overbearing sometime and just let me know. Say, man, chill out a little bit. You know, let me go back to work.
You good.
You know, once you my brother, you my brother. They'll tell you. I ain't let King Scratch rest, and look what we did 10 years later.
Mm-hmm. So you good, man.
Yeah.
So, thank you. Know,
but what you say? Already.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Trash got him a new southern slang now. He on it already. I've been one for that one.
I've been dealing with y'all for 10 years. What make you think I'm not gonna pick up something?
All right,
over on the west side, man.
So
already. Ain't no boogie but slow boogie.
For sure.
Hey, T,
like
I got a question for you, man.
No boogie.
T.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got a question for you, man. It's midnight, baby. Hey, look, check it out. When you making a beat, man, consider who the artist is, their personality and whatnot when you're making that beat, man?
Sometimes it depends, you know what I'm saying? It's like, because everybody got different styles, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it depends. Like, if I come up with, like, a swing beat, you know what I'm saying? I might just try to throw it to somebody else that ain't got no swing type of sound that they pushing out. You know what I'm saying?
If
I come up with a rap beat, I might send it to an R&B artist. They collab with a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I always try to send something to an artist that's going to bring the best out in them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what I try to do.
Oh, awesome, brother. Awesome.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a real good question. I do that a lot. So, if the artist don't like it, I get them something else. You know what I'm saying? So, I run into that a lot, too.
I was trying to see how I'm going to word this question. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with, as far as purchasing a beat from you, are your beats real pricey, or do you work with the person with a budget, or
do
I
try to work with everybody, you know what I'm saying? I don't do no leasing, though. Everything is straightforward with me, you know what I'm saying? Everything is like it's split down the middle. Everything is straightforward, so... I do try to work with everybody, you know what I'm saying? But don't think you'll get something free, because I work 20 years. I got kids. So everything, you know what I'm saying? If I can work with you and you can work with me, I'll shoot you something, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody, ain't no telling. A hit can come from anywhere. You know what I'm saying? You could be sitting on the street and you go record this song in the studio, it's going to come a hit. So... You know what I'm saying? If you give me $50 or $75, I think that, you know what I'm saying? I work with anybody.
Okay, man. That's what I'm talking about right there. Now, have you ventured into the neo soul?
Yeah, I do it all. I forgot the artist's name. I got about four neo soul songs out here right now. Yeah.
Okay.
I got about four of them out of here right now. So. Yeah, that's my lane.
Okay.
That's my lane. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my lane.
Yeah, I know some actual artists that's trying to advance themselves in their area. And actually, one artist called me just as I was starting the show. He's just now starting to put together him a band. He's been an acoustic guitarist for the past 15 years, you know, trying to push his music underground. You know, he got lucky and got he was one of Chameleon Air's first artists that Chameleon Air signed. And since then, you know, he's ventured out on his own as a private entity. And, you know, he's been doing a lot of great things lately. You know, he's got a couple of great songs that he's put together. But, you know, as I was talking to him earlier, he was telling me he really wants to broaden his horizon.
Right.
You know, and use he's very good, you know. You can look him up online, Henry Music, and check him out as well, because he's got a great sound. Put you to mind of Sam Cooke, type era. So, you know, definitely he's definitely a good artist coming up out of the South there here that's making a lot of noise around the Houston area in the underground circuit, you know, performing nightclubs or at the airport. He got several of gigs that he does, you know, sometimes he do two or three gigs a day, but you know, just as I told him, he's a storyteller, and he's real good at telling stories. So I could see you and him collaborating and making something beautiful for the world to hear.
Yes, sir. Give my information. Tell him to come see the Wizard. Tell him to come see the Wizard. We make it happen.
Since you said those beats are so reasonable, I might decide to release me a single.
Yeah, like I said, I work with everybody, man. You know what I'm saying?
Make it happen, bro. We'll make it happen.
Let me ask you this: I know you said you played the keyboard and stuff like that, but I was wondering, do you play other instruments too, or how do you construct the beat?
Sometimes I go live with a live guitar, live bass. I play live guitar, live bass. I might get my brother, he plays drums. I might get them to run the drums for me. So I can start the beat from piano, bass, guitar, all together. Sometimes I do it live. Sometimes I play it outright.
It sounds so fun. The way you say
it's fun, you know what I'm saying? You got to love it. Sometimes it get boring. You've been here every day doing the same thing every day, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it get boring, but you got to find the good in it. Remember why you started. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you lose motivation, too. You got to put it back in your mind.
Yeah. You got to produce it in the back of your mind. You got to remember why you started.
Man, I be falling asleep listening to that, them mixing, and they keep mixing that one sentence. It's like, shit.
Yeah, it take a lot. God knows. It take a lot. Trying to find that one snare, one good snare that you want to use, that one kick. You got to EQ it. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. But you got to love it. You got to love it.
It's a whole lot of songs that I make, and there's something good about it, but I get bored with it real quick. So I just save it and go to another one.
Yeah. I know what I do it.
Yeah. I just feel like it's whack, and I just erase it all together and start all over again.
Yeah, on my born days, I can go through 10 beats and erase all of them, man. I say none is it. But they say you're supposed to save every beat that you make. You know what I'm saying? What might not sound good to you might sound good to somebody else.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I've been in that position.
I've been playing for people, and I be like, I'm going through songs, and I'm like, I don't like that. That's why. That's tight. What you talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you that a lot.
Because I know it's just always something that's in your heart that you feel is tight. You know, nobody ain't got to be around because I'm always doing tight by myself. And nobody's around. So it's just something in your heart when you say, I like this. And then you keep working on it. But then it's something in your heart to say, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that all the
time. I think everybody's being self-conscious no matter what they do. Especially like a true producer, the one who makes the beat, because so many people, you know, they do so much with what you do, but you don't even really get credit for it. That's why it's kind of like double-edged with that. I'm glad that producers are starting to get more credit. I'm like, man, tag your stuff. Do something, because when you look at the albums and stuff back in the day, the person who actually made the beat never really used to get credit for it.
They don't. Even there, you know what I'm saying? I go through that a lot when it comes to producing. Like, a lot of artists don't want to give me my back end, my publishing. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to give me my composer credit. They don't want to give me none of that. So I got to constantly fight for it. You know what I'm saying? I got to constantly fight for that. So I understand that totally. And a lot of them told me to take my tag off the beat. I said, this is the only thing that my people going to know me by, you know what I'm saying? I said, I can't do that. They say, well, we can't use the beat. And I say, it's cool. You know, so I get somebody else. I'll let somebody else get it.
You know what my tag is on my music? Unless they pay the full price and then we get everything worked out, I put a flat line through my whole song. When I send them the song, it just go, because that song is dead until you get all of that stuff paid. And we get everything worked out. I'll bring it back to life. Because people think that you could put your tag on there all day. I could put King Scratch did it all day. But me being who I am, I could take that off easy. No matter who tag is on there, so it's not about the tag. It's about I will take that flat line out as soon as I get paid, and we could actually work out how this is going to work out. And then I'll take the flat line off. But if not, that song is dead. Now, if you want to rap over a dead song, that's fine.
Hey, you want to know something, though? This is the thing on his scratch. A lot of people, they felt how they felt away in the beginning about trap music or southern music or whatever in the end. But I didn't even know that the producer wasn't the one getting the credit until that type of music. Because when you hear trap music, you always hear, you know, Zaytoven on the beat or whatever, you know, whoever that is,
right.
They say their name in it. And I didn't know that the real producers wasn't getting credit, so I started looking up, like, my favorite songs are like, who created the beat to this or who wrote this song or whatever. And it's like, oh, man. You know, like, just say, for example, like, Puff Daddy ain't did nothing.
Yeah, he Puff Daddy really did nothing.
Dr. Dre don't do nothing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because, see, what they do is they go and find producers, and if they send them songs, and if they like the song, they say, okay, well, look, check this out. I give you 15 racks. I give you 10, 15 racks. Sign this confidentiality contract. And then they put their name on it. So it'll be produced by Dr. Dre, but Lil Willie over there in the corner is the one that really did it.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'll do that as long as they give me 3% of publishing. Give me some publishing. You know what I'm saying? Give
nope.
me my composer.
They won't
do
give
it.
You no publishing. It's just outright.
Well, I can't do it.
That's what I'm saying because I got that proposition from a few people that they will give me X amount of dollars. But okay, now my 10 or 15 racks is gone, and you up there sitting on like $2 or $3 million.
Yeah, yeah.
With their name
yeah.
on it, so I can't do it. I mean, my pride. I've been doing this shit for too goddamn long for me to basically sell your soul like that.
Right.
Yeah, you happy. You got your little 10 or 15 racks. You doing whatever. And then when that 10 or 15 racks run out and you listen to the radio and you hearing your beat on there and you can't tell nobody that's yours.
Right.
And you know that's my beat. Yeah, because you know that's what that confidentiality contract say. You can't tell nobody that you did this beat.
You can't tell nobody. That's the hurt, man.
Man, that's like that's a real stab in the back. Versus them going, look, check this out, man. I love this beat. Let's work something out. You know, X, Y, Z. Especially when you've been knowing these people. I was in N.W.A. So just knowing these people, it should be like hook me up versus stabbing me in the back. You know, so those are the things that you have to go through. So a whole lot of producers actually go through that. That's why I started the flat line. I put a flat line through that whole thing. Now, we got to make some kind of, we got to negotiate and get something cracking before I take that flat line out. And I only been
right.
doing that for the last year. Because I just seen people going, oh, such and such did it. Woo Woo did it. But, you know, a lot of times them people, you can hear it on the song. But, you know, at the same time, a lot of people want to take that off the song. And a lot of people don't know how. You know, so I don't know, man. It's just how you roll as being a producer. And it's a lot of times when a lot of people say that maybe I be too critical on what I do and how I do it. But if you've been doing it as long as I have, I can't just get ran over and let these people take advantage of me.
Okay.
Nope.
I'd rather not have nothing than to have a little bit.
All right.
Real talk.
So
we're
going to
last 5 minutes.
That's
good.
Just
go ahead,
Hill. Oh, I was just saying we're down to the last 5 minutes of the show. I want to go ahead and thank everybody for participating, man. Make sure you hit tomorrow night. It's going down once again. Same bad time, same bad channel, baby. We going to be here. In the mix, man. So definitely, if you got any tracks you want to send in, send it to kingscratch@gmail.com, or you can send it to heavylove22@gmail.com, and we'll get you in there. And I apologize, my email is not as easy as King Scratch, but yeah.
will definitely get you in and on, my brother. I want to make sure you give your contact information out again so that everyone can be adjourned to know where to find you at. And any other artists and anything that like to give you email addresses and stuff. State your business. You got 3 minutes. Let go.
Okay. You can catch me. My name is T the Wizard. You can catch me on Instagram at T the Wizard, Twitter at T the Wizard, TikTok at T the Wizard, Facebook at Terrence Thompson. You can get in contact with me at thewizardbeats.com. thewizardbeats@gmail.com. You know, so you can get in contact with me there. Now I'd be happy to work with you. T the Wizard. All the other room. Yeah.
I'll get it, because that was too fast for me. My brain, I only got 3 brain cells. You just ran all 3 of them out. No, I got you. I got it.
Yeah.
We'll make sure, because we got the True West ENT backup, so... Everybody that comes to the show, we're going to start putting all their emails and contacts on there. Well, just all they have to do is go to True West ENT and look it up. And forgive me, I'm eating ice.
Okay.
It's good there, too. But, yeah, it's good to have you on the show. Like I said, don't be no stranger. We're going to have to hook up and do something. No, K-9 trying to get it cracking. Because he probably just tired of my beats.
Let's work, man. Let's work. I'm here right now. Right after y'all this interview, I'm going right back to work.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm about to do the same thing. You know, I've been working all day. I've been out in the field, so I'm finally here. So I'm going to turn my noise up as loud as I can and disturb the neighbors.
I thank y'all for having me, man. Thank y'all for the opportunity. Thank y'all.
Oh, it's all good, man. Like I said, man, you're welcome anytime. We'll make sure we get together and put something together. And I loved everything that you did, man. That's real inspiring for me, because sometimes nobody don't inspire me. So I just sit around here going, inspiration is hell. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
DJ Have Love, I'm glad you pulled it together, man. I was a little late in the game, but...
Yeah, appreciate you coming, T.
Thank you. Whoever. Thank you.
Well, we got 20 seconds left, man. True West Radio.